Natasha's in from, is it you're from the garlic shop? Is that
the garlic farm?
The garlic farm.
Yeah.
And last time we came in, you were talking about certain things, and I tried the beer, which was lovely.
Oh, did you? Good.
I tried. There was something else black I tried garlic. As well. The black garlic. Yeah, that was great as well.
And pork scratchings.
The
garlic
pork scratchings were awesome. It didn't do much for my cholesterol because I was like massively high anyway. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to have them. So
actually, I wonder if you could balance that out by eating just more and more garlic, because garlic's really good for bringing your blood pressure down. And actually, on the subject of pimples,
yes,
garlic is really good for as an antiseptic. And if you've got, you know, things, skin things that won't go away, if you crush some garlic and rub it on and then sort of wash it off, because it's quite powerful.
If I see you next week and you smell strange, you smell of garlic.
Do you know what? When I was a child, probably about 5 or 6, I was intrigued by this garlic in the fridge. And I got it out and had a bit of a bite of it, realised that it was a bit of a stink, and realised then that I was going to get into trouble with my mum, so I hid it.
Oh, God.
And I hid it in the most natural place in the world.
Which was?
In a bottle of Vicks. You haven't tried it, don't knock it.
No. Did you try it for your cold later?
It smelled lovely.
A bit of steam water. Anyway. It's very good for colds. I think you might have come up with something there.
Dr. Mac.
Quick, patent it before they do.
Dr. Mac. So how are things? I mean,
things are great. The garlic farm is, this morning, so beautiful down there. And
I can imagine.
We had quite a few people come in for our special deal breakfast. We're doing Monday to Friday, 2 breakfasts for £10, which is a mega deal, because you get this, it's a garlic farm, you know, traditional English breakfast, or a vegetarian breakfast, or any of the other things on our menu, 2 for £10. And lots of people enjoying that outside in the sun.
Wonderful. Wow. Yeah. In the sun.
And how many days a week do you do that?
So that's Monday to Friday until the May half term starts on the 29th of May, so just till the end of the month.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so.
That sounds like a great idea, Rosemary. We could do that before you come on air. And
sounds like a... Yeah, maybe when the tooth's sorted.
Oh, she's got got a bad tooth. Anyway, so then you must be looking at the rest of the summer and thinking, we've got lots of things going on. Obviously, there's garlic festival
right,
as well.
Right, but we've also reinstated our supper clubs. So we've got quite a few of those coming up, which are really fantastic events. Evening do's, where we pick a theme. So we've got occasion night coming up on the 21st of May, where we're doing Cajun food, whole Cajun menu, and there's Cajun Days band playing. And then we've got our pop-up opera in June.
You did that last year,
didn't
you?
Yeah, we do it every year. Mm-hmm. We've almost sold out. We've got a few tickets left for the pop-up opera. So popular. It's the Barber of Seville this year. We've got a Shakespeare evening in September, where we're doing a medieval supper with close-up Shakespeare, people acting around the diners. So lots of things to look forward to. Garlic Festival, of course.
There's so much more than the garlic festival as well, isn't
there?
Yes,
absolutely.
You do things in the summer with the kids as well.
Yeah, that's right. So throughout the summer, we've got garlic bread making workshops, we've got the farm tours, fairy hunts, all sorts of things going on.
Do you know what? Next time the wife says, there's not a lot to do on here, I'm going to bring her out.
The shop, you can try all the pickles. That's lovely. Yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
See the vampire relish.
Okay. I'm ashamed to say that I've never been, but I know where I've been. You know, I go to the garlic festival. But where is the shop? How do I get there?
So, if you are in Newchurch,
right.
We are just down the hill. If you come through Newchurch and keep going straight for about a mile and a half, then you'll find us on the left-hand side.
Okay.
If you are coming from Newport, if you go to Robin Hill and then turn left at the traffic light of the Hare and Hounds pub right up on the hill there.
Yeah.
Go along the downs and then you take the first little turning down Newport Chute on the right.
Right.
And you'll come to the garlic
farm. Don't take a caravan or a mobile home down there.
No. No. Okay. No coaches unless by prior arrangement.
It's a bit windy, is it?
Well, and steep and narrow.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Just down the beautiful portion. Approach. Mm. But yeah.
There's wild garlic around there as well. Right. So you can smell of the wild garlic.
It's the time of year for wild garlic at the moment.
Now, you mentioned breakfast is Monday to Friday, but how often? You're open every day?
We're open every day and we serve breakfast every day, but the special deal's Monday to Friday.
Right, okay.
So we're open for breakfast from 9 till 11 and we serve lunch from 12 till 3:30 every single day of the whole year, apart from Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Right.
So, and then we're open in the shop until 5 o'clock every single day and 6 o'clock in the summer holidays.
I'm just trying to think what you brought in last time. It was absolutely lovely. It was black garlic, there was the pork scratchings as well, and there was something else that I really, really liked.
Was it one of the chutneys?
No, it wasn't a chutney. It was something else. But it
smoked
was,
garlic.
It might have been the smoked garlic.
Oh, I can tell you a funny story about smoked garlic. When I first, it was my first year of helping out during the garlic festival. And I was told there was going to be a display by some group of people and they wanted some garlic there. And I went to where all the girls were plaiting and your dad was there. And they said, how much garlic you want? I said, I don't know, there's a display. So I had some 4 crates of normal garlic go in and then he put 4 crates of smoked garlic in my car. So only apparently when I got there, I was told, oh, we only want a few bulbs of each. I went, oh, okay. So I took all the rest back, but it took a little while of the smoked garlic to actually disappear from the car.
It's got quite an aroma to it.
I loved it. Mm. But everyone else is going, what's that smell? I thought it was a lovely air freshener, actually.
Yeah.
So it's covered up other anything
great
else.
Great for cooking with the smoked garlic.
It's
got a smoky flavour that goes right through the bulb, and actually it's much milder than normal garlic. So you can use it sort of after you've cooked something, like in mashed potato or something. Crush some smoked garlic in there, mash it in, and the smoke flavour just comes through the whole thing.
And you want to buy some for your wife.
Yeah.
When those soups, because it's lovely in the soups.
Yeah, right. It's delicious.
Permission to ask a daft question. All right. Now, you mentioned your dad. Now, your dad is...
Colin.
Yeah. Colin. Are you related to the Boswells from the Bread series?
Oh, don't.
Do you know what? Bless.
How many times have you asked that?
My mum is a Liverpudlian, so there is a connection, but to the north.
I never knew that.
She disguises it very well.
She does.
Wasn't such a daft question after all, was it?
No, it wasn't, but...
What are you currently working on? Because obviously you must be, I see you with a white coat on and, being a scientific and thinking, right, what can I put with garlic to this year?
All the time we are looking at new products to put together. So, it's so hard to say because I don't want to get people's expectations up, but we are remaking our black garlic ice cream again, which is fantastic, and everybody loves that. Every year, it's brilliant.
So, is that taken on as a sweet thing then?
Oh yes,
Is it
it's made with chocolate chip and black garlic. But you have to try black garlic to realise that it goes really, really well with sweet things because it's sort of caramelised.
Yeah. Well, I used to have to go. When I went to Mengele's, I accidentally went at the right time when it was tasting time. So, what time is your tasting time?
Oh, tasting time. It's always tasting time at the garlic farm. We have our tasters of all of our products, apart from the ice cream, actually, because it's a bit difficult to do tastings of ice cream. But, so we have our tasting room is open from 9:30 till 4:30 every day, and you can taste all of, I think we've got 60 plus different products now. Mm. Chutneys, ketchups, mayonnaises, relishes, dressings.
Yeah, you've just grown
all the different types of garlic.
It's wonderful.
And we're growing. It's actually really the most exciting thing this year is that I think we are unique the world over for having garlic trial beds, which basically means that we're trialing all the different varieties of garlic, and the public can go and look at all of those different varieties of garlic growing in the field and read all about them. And it's extraordinary, really. It's on a beautiful patch of land looking over the valley. You can go into our wildflower meadow where it's located and learn all about different garlic varieties.
I also love the fact that you sell like the seed. Well, a piece of garlic that people can go and
that's right.
Grow
so that's
themselves.
The trials are for the purpose of getting the right kind of seed so that we can supply seed to people and people can grow different types of garlic in their gardens.
Brilliant. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a obviously, when you think back, you go back, I don't know, 40, 50, 100 years, you think garlic ice cream? But there must be things that you must be working on or thinking about now. Do you know what? We should put these two together.
Yes, so we have got... We would like to do garlic crisps because we feel that that hasn't really taken off yet. So we've done the popcorn and the pork scratchings, and we're going to try and add crisps to that, which will be great. Lots of people ask us for garlic wine, but we're not so sure that that is going
to... I think when people have the garlic beer because it's a bit of fun, I don't think they'll sit there and...
Do you know our new garlic beer? Because we used to have garlic beer. The new garlic beer with black garlic is really, really good. Yeah. It's brewed by Yates.
Yes.
So right next to where we are at the farm. And we developed the recipe with black garlic, and it's gorgeous. It is the kind of drink that you could drink over
carry
and over.
Carry on drinking it.
It's a really, really nice drink. That was it. Because I felt really bad because you brought all this stuff in and I didn't give any of it away. I took it home and I ate the lot and I drank the lot
as well.
Idea,
It's weird, isn't it? Because when the garlic festival, and there were certain things that you've managed to develop, like the garlic beer, and you're saying I haven't tried it, but when they came to the garlic festival, they would say, you've got to do the whole scenario, you've got to do the garlic beer, you've got to do the garlic ice cream, the fudge and everything else. And now that you're developing them, so they're a novelty, but a nice novelty.
Yeah, some things still remain novelties, like I think the garlic chocolate. I haven't quite nailed that one yet.
Because you can get chili chocolate.
Yeah, that goes really well. But I think the chocolate with black garlic is going to be the next one that's going to be really, really quite tasty rather than just being a bit of a joke.
Is there a website we can see all of this? Available?
So our website's really active now. It's really a lot of people who've been to the farm, visited the farm, and then they want to buy our products. So you can go online, it's thegarlicfarm.co.uk, and you can order things online if you prefer, but there's also all the lists of the things that we've got going on, so you can check on there what events we've got coming up. You can buy tickets for events, so
it's only down the road for me, so if you want anything, I'm more than happy to pop down there.
But really, if you live on the island, you should come and visit us, because we really want people to experience the it's a beautiful place. We can look after you, tell you all about garlic, get you involved in the whole garlic experience.
I mean, you do have let coaches, but they go to a different park, don't they? They go to the Langard.
Well, we only do coaches by prior arrangement. Yeah, so if a coach party did want to come and visit us, that's fine. And it's quite cool, actually, because they can get the coach to go to Langbridge, which is where Bartlett service station is, because coaches can turn around there.
That's it.
And then they get dropped off there. We load everybody onto our tractor trailer and they get a nice tour up through the fields and they can arrive at the farm by tractor. So,
and you have some animals there as well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I've got Highland cattle, we've got guinea pigs and rabbits, and we've got a little pony who's in the stable for people to pet.
Little ponies.
Yeah, we've got peacocks.
Sorry.
Chickens.
Do you ever think, like, wicked thoughts, like peacock and garlic, what's that like?
Ooh.
No.
I love peacocks. They do look so beautiful.
It was just a thought.
Majestic they are.
I was just going to see how far you'd actually
pheasant,
take it.
Maybe. Peacock.
Pheasant and garlic's very, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me in.
No worries at all. Just give those details again on the website.
The website is thegarlicfarm.co.uk.
Excellent. All right. And we'll hopefully see you soon for one of them early morning breakfasts.
Please
Monday
do.
And Friday. It's got to be before the end of May.
Yes.
All right.
Come
okay.
On in.
Thank you, Natasha. Right.
That's my birthday treat.
All right. Sorted then.
Yeah.
You're a cheap date then, aren't you? It's only going to cost a fiver.
Yeah.